mesmo.
This is war. Where is the peace movement that cannot recognize the war that's being made against Africans?
At root, the genocide in Congo is the result of a U.S. proxy war.
The people, the Tutsi versus this, or this tribe that against this tribe, this, but there's nothing like that. What you see is imperialist war.
You're listening to Africa Live here on AbooRadio.com.
Maboko mi bale, ozali kaka na makolo mi bale, maboko mi bale.
Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer for world. Now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Suffer for world. Now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that.
Uhuru, and welcome to Reparations in Action. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee on uhururadio.com. And we'd really like to thank the African People's Socialist Party and Uhuru News for allowing us to have this show every week on Uhuru Radio from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The African People's Solidarity Committee is the organization made up predominantly of white people and other allies working under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party, USA. We organize in the white communities, winning others just like ourselves to recognize our genuine interest in standing in solidarity with the struggle for the liberation of Africa and African people everywhere. As always, we really, take this understanding of African internationalism out into the world and broadcast through our show the types of work and organizing that we do in the white community to support the many different self-determination programs of the African People's Socialist Party USA, the African Socialist International, and the Uhuru Movement. And this week we're going to be talking about the Africa's Future in African Hands Tour, which is a project of the African of the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Project. And we're really fortunate today to have with us a guest in Florida who is a member of the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Project, or APDEP, and also the Assistant Tour Coordinator for the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour 2012. Please welcome Camilla Hippolyte to the show today. Uhuru, Camilla.
Uhuru, Harris. Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. So, you know, we really want to get into understanding, you know, what it is that APDEP is and the Infant and Maternal Health Project, and this tour, so that we can understand what it is that we're going to be supporting and what we can expect from the tour events this spring. So first of all, Camilla, what is APDEP?
Definitely. Well, APDEP, like you said, stands for the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Project, and it's a department under the Uhuru Movement, and it was actually started in September of 2007. And the goal and mission of APDEP is basically to unite the skills and resources of African people everywhere on the continent and in the diaspora in the best interest of African people and African communities worldwide. So we're focused on African-led leadership of development issues that affect the African community. And so far, you know, APDEP has engaged in self-sustaining gardening projects, youth-centered programs, you know, such as the Marcus Garvey Saturday School in D.C. You know, we've had a survival and development skills retreat last year, and we're hoping to have again this year. You know, we've engaged in community farming, fishing, rainwater harvesting projects in Sierra Leone. And, you know, basically the whole idea is to, you know, propagate this idea of a self-sustaining Africa. And we see this happening and transforming the conditions of African people through this African-led leadership.
Uhuru, that's excellent, because it's really about African people, you know, solving the problems of the conditions of colonialism and overturning,
exactly,
you know, those contradictions that are colonial contradictions from, you know, collective solutions. And that's, you know,
exactly,
really what the party is about. And so it's such an exciting project to see. It's very different from charity. I know a lot of the time people expect in the North American community, when they're supporting a project, particularly a project in Africa, that it be like a charity project. But
exactly,
from what you've already said, it really distinguishes itself from charity in that sense, that it is led by African people.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the whole idea of charity as a model, people don't realize that, you know, this kind of charity model is only, you know, propagating more, you know, dependency on these, you know, these organizations and NGOs that come into the community. So they don't, you know, leave with the idea that, you know, they've empowered these people to do something that's going to sustain them for generations to come. And so, you know, this leaves the whole idea of development, you know, sort of as a joke. So, you know, when we talk about APDEP, we talk about, you know, dual relationships with the communities that we work with. You know, we have dual power relationships with them. And so the community, we expect to take ownership of the needs, and we strategize along with the community to meet these needs in a sustainable way.
Uhuru. Yeah, absolutely. And you can see, if you could just tell us a little bit about some of the current projects like around the world right now that APDEP is leading, both in the U.S. and on the continent of Africa.
Okay, Uhuru. And well, we're definitely gearing up to increase membership of the African community in APDEP because, you know, like I said, we want to coalesce the skills of African people everywhere to unite to use these skills to develop a self-sustaining African communities. But in terms of projects, like you said, you know, we have our leader, our APDEP leader, Sama in D.C., is currently working on, you know, to expand the reach of APDEP's successful Marcus Garvey Saturday School program, which they started last year in the Barry Farms community. And they just had their first meeting last week to, you know, get more volunteers. And, you know, they're getting a considerable amount of, you know, attention from, you know, other people in the community to participate and really, you know, assist with, you know, uniting our children around this idea of African leadership. But more importantly, I should say, it is as well important that, you know, we talk about, you know, this Sierra Leone trip. Right now we have five or four members of ABDEP in Sierra Leone at this moment, and a small contingent is over there assessing, you know, development that's been going on in the Sierra Leone rural community, where Nurse Mary, who is the director of our infant and maternal health project, is, you know, working on some amazing things. Is our tour this year, Africa's Future in African Hands, and we're doing it as a fundraiser to help build the birthing clinic down there in Sierra Leone, which will, you know, basically serve the women, mothers, babies, and children in rural Sierra Leone, where Nurse Mary's from, and has been serving her community in the, with the most minimal of resources and doing a great job at it.
Great. Yeah, I've heard a lot about Nurse Mary Koroma. That there's around 400 members, you know, in Sierra Leone building the clinic, and that she's successfully delivered something like thousands of babies on a dirt floor or conditions like that.
She definitely, and you know, she's given birth to lots of babies, including, you know, we've heard two sets of twins, and she hasn't had any deaths of any mother or baby or child, you know, in that process. And, you know, like I said, you know, we, prior to her tour, because we did have a tour last year, prior to her tour, you know, there was very minimal conditions, you know, that she was dealing with. You know, we had babies being weighed on, you know, on meat hooks. And you know, that's sort of, you know, what we're used to knowing, you know, in the African communities around. But, you know, you ask yourself, you know, should this be? I mean, in 2011, we're not dealing with, you know, a mother. We don't worry about that in this part of the world when it comes to, you know, basic necessities for mothers and babies. So, you know, the kind of work that Nurse Mary's doing, and in addition to returning to Sierra Leone and building this massive movement of people within her own community to really coalesce around these projects, is amazing. And, you know, her ability to, you know, train other women to do as she's doing is just phenomenal. This is exactly what we're trying to, you know, to push with ABDEP and really increasing African leadership in the community.
Yes. And why Sierra Leone? I mean, we've heard that Sierra Leone is the country still, and has had the statistic for several years now, as having the highest rate of infant maternal mortality in the world. Why is that? And is this preventable?
And definitely, I mean, nearly 1 in 10 infants in sub-Saharan Africa will not live to the age of 1 year. You know, a figure that does not even take into account the disproportionate number of miscarriages and stillbirths. You know, but with less than half of births attended by, you know, skilled health personnel like Nurse Mary, a lot of the mothers and babies are dying from, you know, complications that could easily be dealt with, you know, given the right skills and equipment. And hospitals are often inaccessible, you know, due to physical distance. You know, some people may not even have the transportation to go into the town. They don't have the lack of funds to pay for services. You know, so many families rely on these traditional birth attendants who often, you know, do not have the training to deal with these difficulties. And that's the issues that Nurse Mary is dealing with. And Nurse Mary herself, you know, it's important to note that, you know, she actually left her government job in the capital, and, you know, basically returned to her rural community and said she was going to, you know, start something there and really help out. So, you know, I'm sure it was, you know, a great sacrifice for her to do that. But, you know, that's the kind of leadership that, you know, we definitely want to see. But Sierra Leone is, you know, has one of the highest global rates of infant mortality. And, you know, if you even check out some of the, you know, the United Nations websites and see, you know, all these other infant and maternal programs that they have going on, I was just checking it actually the other day, and They have all these different programs in other parts, you know, Afghanistan and other areas in Africa, and they did not have one in Sierra Leone. And not that we're endorsing the UN or any of these programs, because, you know, clearly they have been there for years, and you'd think these things would have subsided, but there's none in Sierra Leone, and Sierra Leone is on the bottom of the list. So it just goes to show, you know, sometimes where, you know, where people are, you know, what people's motive is really doing to sustain and really, you know, try to solve these problems.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, and that's something that like everyone can be part of. It's not, something that you have to have a government job to participate in solving the problems, because this is a people solution. So,
exactly.
You know, I know that the recruitment factor for APDEP has been rapidly growing, in the short years that APDEP has been around. And, you know, part of the success of that has been the tours. And there was, you mentioned that Nurse Mary did a U.S. tour last year. Could you tell us a little bit about that tour and sort of what the theme was and you know, what places she went to and what sort of contacts we made?
Definitely. So Nurse Mary came for the first time to the U.S., last year, and that we themed this tour, the Stop the Hemorrhaging Tour. Mm-hmm. And we raised a little over $10,000 towards you know, the cause for the Infant and Maternal Health Project, and, you know, in providing equipment, you know, providing you know, additional development resources that we needed out there. And you know, we had I would think Nurse Mary, she had a lot of work to do, and she worked really hard, you know, just having to be at these locations and, you know, travel, you know, really trying to, you know, help people to understand, you know, the dire straits that, you know, she was dealing with, but at the same time that, you know, together with the community, they were really, you know, solving a lot of these issues. And, you know, she toured D.C. area where, you know, we have our APDEP contingent over there. Mm-hmm. Places in Maryland, we went to churches. Down here in Florida, we had one at the Uhuru House that was well attended. She traveled alongside Dr. Aisha Fields as well, which is the director of APDEP. And, you know, we had the opportunity to meet some students at the National African Student Association meeting in Daytona. She met a lot of students from, you know, the African continent that, you know, were just so enamored, first of all, with, you know, the work that she was doing. And I think, yes. You know, being from the continent, they really, really, you know, understood, you know, more than I think anybody here could understand the plight, you know, of what she was dealing with and how she was working to have that done. You know, so we're definitely looking forward to raising a lot more resources this year and to expand the number of cities and the different areas that we toured last year for this year.
Uhuru. You're listening right now to Reparations in Action on UhuruRadio.com. This is the show of the African People's Solidarity Committee. We're talking today with Camilla Hippolyte from the All African People's Development and Empowerment Project, talking about the exciting upcoming Africa's Future in African Hands tour of the U.S. and other parts of the world as well, coming up this spring. If you have to step away from the computer, you can listen by phone in the U.S. by calling 425-905-1825 or toll-free 888-207-2248. And we'll have a portion coming up after the break where you can call or email in with questions or comments for Camilla at dj@uhururadio.com or through Skype, Uhuru Radio, or in the U.S. 727-565-1599. And if you're calling from outside of the U.S., all of our other phone numbers and information on getting in touch with Uhuru Radio are located at uhururadio.com. And we're just talking about the incredible work that APDEP has already accomplished on the continent of Africa and inside the U.S. and the 2011 Stop the Hemorrhaging Tour of Nurse Midwife Mary Karoma from Sierra Leone. And Camilla, this upcoming tour is going to be bigger, I understand, than the previous tour was. What can you tell us about this upcoming tour happening this spring, and you know, what the expectations are of you know, where this tour is going to go, and what sort of events are going to be happening to really address and take on the issue of maternal and infant mortality?
Uhuru. And we definitely wanted to expand the tour this year, Harris, and really even try to make it a world tour if we're able to consolidate tour events in London and Belgium and, you know, these other areas that we have forces, and including a trip to the Bahamas in early April. But we definitely, you know, we want to definitely target the East Coast areas where, you know, we've had tremendous support, even where you are in Philadelphia.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be in New York, New Jersey, Washington, D.C., definitely trying to get Atlanta. Tampa, St. Petersburg is a huge area, you know, but we're definitely trying to target a lot of the universities. You know, we have all these health departments and centers, and you'd be amazed how many health departments and centers that are geared in some way, shape, or form to, you know, infant and maternal health, or, you know, minority-related health and these sorts of issues. So we're trying to target them as well, because again, you know, it's easy to say that we're going to fundraise, but you know, in addition to fundraising, we really want to help people to understand this issue of infant and maternal mortality, you know, with less than the resources that they probably get from governments or funding or other agencies. You know, the collective of a community group is able to do so much, you know, with so little. And so, you know, that people would unite with the idea that, you know, this kind of work can be done, it can be sustained, and we need to support it. And, you know, we definitely look to, you know, the African diaspora and other, and everybody here, you know, to unite and to use their resources, their talents. You know, we have people who aren't able to host an event in their city, and they, you know, they can choose to just fundraise in their own way and just donate the money that way. We've had people last year who actually donated equipment, you know, donated scales, donated, you know, prenatal vitamins, you know, just things that, you know, the maternal clinic would need, and they were able to help in that way. So we really don't limit people's capacity to be able to assist. You know, we definitely want to host as many events as possible. I didn't mention Milwaukee also. We haven't been to Milwaukee last year, and we definitely are looking to, you know, consolidate the University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee to do an event for us. We have Portland. We have wonderful comrades in San Diego and San Francisco that have put together an event for us in April. So we're really trying to expand as much as we can, Harrison, just really, you know, want to engage and have everybody with, in whatever capacity they can to assist with the tour.
Yes, and that's quite an impressive itinerary. And I know here in Philly, we're working hard to build the fourth annual Earth Uprising Festival and Flea Market, which is part of the tradition of the Uhuru Flea Markets institutions, where we're inviting Nurse Mary to speak at the festival on April 21st. Which is going to be in Clark Park. And I know that, you know, that work is happening now in Philadelphia to really build the team to, you know, win the community support for that event. We, you know, not only host, you know, speakers and music performers and poets and, you know, have vendors in the park, but we also raise resources through getting the support of local businesses. And I know this year, you know, tying in the Earth Uprising theme that you know, that oppressed people and the planet must be free, that it's an environmental as well as, you know, social justice issue to talk about Earth Day, and tying that in with the Africa's Future and African Hands tour is really going to win a lot of broad-based support. It's just a way...
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. And I know people listening right now can get involved in that, and we'll have some information during the break. But even if you're not in Philadelphia, you know, people around the world, like you were saying, can get involved. How can people get involved if they're listening right now and want to contact the organization, host an event, or offer some skills or resources up?
Definitely. Well, they definitely can contact me at Camilla, C-A-M, as in Mary, I-double-L-A, at developmentforafrica.org. Or they can actually call at area code 305-331-8310 to express interest in hosting an event. We also like for people to visit the website at www.developmentforafrica.org. That way they can get a broader sense of, you know, what the organization does in general, and as well can see, you know, different information about the different projects. And people also can donate at any time to the project by going to the project page for the Infant and Maternal Health Project. And also they can check us out on our Facebook page. You just look for APDEP, A-A-P-D-E-P.
Uhuru. So we're coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be taking a brief musical break and announcing some different events. But we do want to encourage those listening who have a question or a comment to call in directly to be live on the show in the U.S. at 727-565-1599 through Skype using the Skype ID Uhuru Radio. That's U-H-U-R-U-R-A-D-I-O, or emailing us at dj@uhururadio.com. And, you know, Camilla, we really appreciate, you know, that you've been able to come on and tell us about the projects and this tour. And I know we'll have some more questions for you, you know, after the break. But, you know, again, we really want to make the call for people to get involved in this. This tour will only be as successful as the participation of the masses around, you know,
right,
the U.S. and the world. And you know, that's how the tour events last year and this year so far have become what they are. Absolutely.
Right.
So, you know, again, could you put out the contact info one more time, please?
Yes, definitely. It's Camilla at developmentforafrica.org. That's C-A-M as in Mary, I-double-L-A. Number, area code 305-331-8310. They can also visit the website at www.develop at any time to donate to the project and to also find out more information about APDEP in general. And also they can check us out on Facebook. Just look for APDEP, A-A-P-D-E-P.
Uhuru. Okay, so we're going to be taking a short musical break, and we'll be coming back with some announcements. Again, you're listening to Reparations in Action on UhuruRadio.com.
For work, every day for house, every day for road, every day for bus, every day for work. My people. We now have to carry our minds out of those garden places back into this musical contraption right opposite you. Now we are back here. This is what happens to we Africans every day. Now, which I won't tell you now, na secreto. A confidential matter. Don't tell anybody outside. Now between me and you. Now listen. As I say before, it happened to all of us every day. We Africans all over the world. Now listen. Standing,
suffering and smiling.
Them go pack themselves in like sanding,
suffering and smiling.
Them they faint, them they wake like cock,
suffering and smiling.
Them go reach house water no day,
suffering and smiling.
Them go reach bed power no day,
suffering and smiling.
Them go reach road go slow go come,
suffering and smiling.
Them go reach road police go slap,
suffering and smiling.
Them go reach road army go whip,
suffering.
Them go look pocket money no day,
suffering and smiling.
Them go reach work query ready,
suffering and smiling.
Every day not the same thing,
suffering and smiling.
Every day not the same thing,
suffering and smiling.
Every day not the same thing,
suffering and smiling.
Every day not the same thing,
suffering and smiling.
Suffer, suffer for work.
Amen.
God for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yap. Heaven us.
Amen.
Muslims go they call.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar. Suffer, suffer for world.
Amen.
Enjoy for heaven.
Amen.
Christians go they yap.
Amen.
Spirit to heaven us.
Amen.
Muslims go they call.
Amen.
Allahu Akbar.
Amen.
Many, many, many you go me. Many, many.
Amen.
Many, many, many you go me. Many, many.
Amen.
Many, many, many you go me. Many, many.
Reparations in Action here on uhururadio.com, and we just really appreciate the excellent tour and programs of APDEP, the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Project, that we're talking with Camilla Hippolyte about today. And we really want to give you more information about getting involved in the programs of the Uhuru Movement and supporting these great programs in this tour by joining Uhuru Solidarity Movement. This is the show of the Solidarity Movement on UhuruRadio.com, and it's a place and a stand for white people to take who want to be serious about changing our relationship to Africa and African people and taking a real stand in solidarity, working under the leadership of the African-led movement for liberation, self-determination, and reparations to African people. This is Reparations in Action. And the way that you can get involved is by joining Uhuru Solidarity Movement online at uhurusolidarity.org. And you can just go right there and click join. It's $25 a year to become a full member of Uhuru Solidarity Movement, participate in conferences, conventions, get a monthly newsletter, participate in committees around the country and around the world, or $10 if you're a student. We have student memberships. So we really want to encourage those who are listening today in the white community to become members of Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And also, check out our blog, uhurusolidarity.blogspot.com, for up-to-date articles, information, announcements, and contacts about getting involved in the work of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. After the show today, there'll be information up there about getting involved in building the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour to bring nurse midwife Mary Karoma to your city, and also you know, how you can help raise resources and form you know, organization where you are. And if you are already in one of the cities where we have committees organized, you can get involved in the work. We're in Oakland, California, San Diego, California, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. But really, from anywhere in the world, you can get involved. And we do want to invite everyone in the world to come to St. Petersburg, Florida, this February 18th through 21st, 2012, to the national plenary of the African People's Socialist Party, which is really calling the whole African liberation movement and its allies to task to build the Revolutionary Party. It's a party building campaign that's going to be launched out of this national plenary. It's going to define the work of the party in this period and mark the 40th anniversary of the African People's Socialist Party USA's founding, which was in 1972. So it's just an incredible conference and way to get involved in the work of the African Liberation Movement today, led by Chairman Omali Eshetela and the Uhuru movement. For more information on that, you can go to APSPUhuru.org, call 727-821-6620, or email info@APSPUhuru.org. If you're in Oakland, California, this year in July is going to be the Uhuru Summer Project, and that is already kicking off now in preparation for the Summer Project. There's going to be an Oakland Uhuru Summer Project organizing meeting this Wednesday, February 1st at 7 p.m. at the Neeble Proctor Marxist Library at 6501 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland, California. And these meetings will be held every Wednesday to build for July's Summer Project, which is going to be incredible. It's, reestablishing the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru movement in the birthplace of the Black Panther Party, Oakland, California, by working on renovations on the Uhuru House, which is a longstanding institution there in Oakland, working on establishing the GECO Kitchen, which is a project of the African People's Education and Defense Fund, just a really excellent economic development project that the Uhuru movement has established in St. Petersburg, Florida, and Oakland, and soon to be all around the world, and to work on community gardens, just as we saw with the Uhuru Summer Project in St. Petersburg, Florida last summer, and many other projects, which everyone can get involved in. And we especially want to call on those in the white community listening to participate in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement contingent in the Uhuru Solidarity Movement meetings every Wednesday at 7 p.m. at 6501 Telegraph Avenue in Oakland, California. For more information on that, you can call 510-394-1780 or email oakland@uhurusolidarity.org. And there's going to be information online coming very soon find out about the Oakland Uhuru Summer Project. But if you want to look at some information about the St. Petersburg Freedom Summer Project from 2011, you can go to www.uhurusummerproject.org. And in Philadelphia and in the Northeast region, because we're very close to Washington, D.C. and New York City and New Jersey and Delaware and the whole surrounding area, anyone in these areas can get involved in building for the 4th Annual Earth Uprising Festival and Flea Market in West Philly's Clark Park on Saturday, April 21st. It's going to be an incredible festival, a flea market with local vendors from the West Philadelphia community, an example of self-sufficient African economic development, and supporting economic development and reparations to African people, including a presentation by nurse midwife Mary Coroma as part of the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour. All of this is something that we're building for right now. And you can get involved in that in Philly by coming to our kickoff meeting this Thursday, February 2nd at 7:30 p.m. at the Uhuru Solidarity Center at 3733 Lancaster Avenue in West Philly. You can take the number 10 trolley from City Hall. You can join the team to build the Earth Uprising Festival and the Africa's Future Tour. You can help get the word out through outreach and social media. You can get sponsors, ads, performers, vendors, and speakers. If you know somebody who wants to perform or speak or represent an organization and have a booth, come out to the meetings and help us build. We're looking for graphic designers, people to do community outreach, people to do social media, all that kind of stuff, calling on people to support Africa's resources and Africa's future in African hands. You can get in touch with us at uhurusolidarity.org or email philly@uhurusolidarity.org or call 215-387-0919. And again, that's in Philadelphia every Thursday, starting this Thursday, February 2nd at 7:30 p.m. And again, we want to remind people that if you're stepping away from the computer, you can tune in and listen by your phone in the U.S. by calling 425-905-1825 or in toll-free in the U.S. 888-207-2248. And if you want to get involved in this discussion, we're going to be coming back to our interview here with Camilla Hippolyte from the All African Peoples Development and Empowerment Project. You can email in your questions or comments at dj@uhururadio.com or Skype ID Uhuru Radio, all one word, all lowercase. And in the U.S., you can call 727-565-1599 or in the U.K., 020-8133-6629. And we're just coming back now with Camilla Hippolyte, the co-coordinator of the Africa's Future and Africa's Hands Tour, which is just really, really exciting. We were talking about the work that APDEP has already done around the world and the current work in Sierra Leone and the exciting project of the Infant and Maternal Health Project in Sierra Leone with nurse midwife Mary Karoma. Welcome back, Camilla. Uhuru.
Uhuru.
So we, you know, we're really excited about this tour, and we want to see what is the impact of this tour. What do you believe will be the impact of this tour on the programs of APDEP and the birthing clinic in Sierra Leone?
Well, the work that Nurse Mary has done ever since returning from her first tour and really winning the community to this work, we definitely want to see that, you know, spread to, you know, the larger rural community, and eventually that, you know, this is the model that people will want to work with in dealing, you know, the conditions on the ground. But we're really talking about sustainability here. You know, the birthing clinic is only, you know, a small part of the multitude of development projects that are needed in communities on this vast continent and in African communities around the world. I mean, African women should not be bringing new life into the world in, you know, deplorable conditions without basic equipment and health care, you know, an overall healthy environment that will sustain livelihoods of mothers and babies. There are organizations, NGOs, and the like with, you know, ridiculous amounts of resources, like I said, that cannot say that they have created a self-sustainable, non-dependent means of development in exploited places like Africa. So the dependency model is not what we're about with APDEP. You know, Africa was a self-sustaining nation of people prior to conquest. You know, we believe that African people should be self-determined and have the necessary means to live and plan for their own futures. African self-determination is the only sustainable way, we think, to transform the conditions of the plights of women and babies in Sierra Leone and the continent. So this is the starting point.
Honey, I'm on the call.
Oh. Uhuru. I'm sorry. We're having a technical difficulty right now. I just want to...
Well, that's our charge. That's our work, and that's what we have to do.
Uhuru, I'm sorry, Camilla. We lost you for a second there, but I appreciate your answer to the question. We had a call, and I think we just missed like the last sentence of what you said. If you could repeat that, and then we'll take a call from Wendy in San Diego.
Okay, no, and I was just you know, speaking to you know, the fact that, you know, this is humanity at its best, you know, when we're collectively building our communities and doing so without the exploitation of peoples and resources, you know, without regard to African family in general and future generations of people on the planet. So that's APDEP's charge. That's our work, and we believe that we have to do it, and, you know, people should join in with us to do that.
Uhuru, yes, absolutely. This is about humanity and not just, you know, continuing on the same system that has created these problems, but overturning it.
Right.
So we have a caller. We have Wendy Craig in San Diego, a representative of the African People's Solidarity Committee out on the West Coast, on the phone. Uhuru, Wendy.
Uhuru, Harris.
And we have Camilla here from APDEP here talking about the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour. Do you have a question for Camilla?
Actually, I don't have a question for Camilla. I was just going to talk about what's happening on the West Coast.
Excellent. Well, we'd love to hear that.
If that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I just wanted people, anyone that's listening on the West Coast, that we're building the tour in both San Diego and the San Francisco Bay Area. And so in San Diego, we'll be on the tour April 17th. We'll be at San Diego State, and we're really looking forward to it. The program has the backing of California Student Nursing Association, who's sponsoring the event. The College of Health and Human Services on campus is also sponsoring the reception so that we can gain donations from VIPs. So that's in progress. And we hope to have over 200 people at one event and 75 people at another event.
Excellent.
That's awesome.
And how, like, for other people who are listening, Wendy, because I know, like, you participated in organizing some excellent tour events with Chairman Omali Eshetela last year. How do you do it? Like, if somebody's listening right now saying, I want to do what they're doing out in San Diego, like, how would you recommend people do this kind of work to connect with the universities and or even in their community?
Well, I think, yeah, it's a good question, and I feel really fortunate that I am working at a university, and
yes,
so that I have some of those questions. However, one of the key things is that student organizations generally can access money from the Associated Students Association, because the Associated Students are actually corporations on campus. I believe the one on San Diego State's campus has like $20 million annually that they have. And so they take a certain portion of their funding for student events. So for this particular tour, one of the key groups in California would be the Student Nursing Associations, because all the campuses that have a nursing program generally will have a student organization for the California Student Nursing Association.
Mm-hmm.
So the key, first of all, is to ensure that the campus actually has a nursing program, because I think then half your work is done. Most student organizations also have a community service component, so they tend to try to fundraise for an organization. So it kind of goes hand in hand. And then the other departments to get involved, we're receiving funding from our Cross-Cultural Center, from Africana Studies, from the Educational Opportunity Programs, and also the College of Health and Human Services, which houses the nursing program. So those are kind of key departments on campus, from all of them, to bring the entire event together and get the funding necessary for honorarium and travel and other costs.
Wow. Well, that's excellent. And just the work that you've done is really, you know, inspiring. We're really trying to connect here in Philadelphia in the same way. And I know that there's work happening all over the country and in other parts of the world to bring this really excellent tour there. So thank you, Wendy, for, you know, sharing that with us. And, you know, we really want to call on people to get involved. Again, there'll be information on uhurusolidarity.blogspot.com after the show about getting involved in the tour. And I know Camilla has put out the information on how people can contact her. Do you want to put that out one more time, Camilla?
Sure. Uhuru to Wendy for, you know, this all this work being done out on the West Coast, and you know, to the work you guys are doing out in Philly on the East Coast, Bear Harrison, to everybody else who you know, is in the midst of planning, and the people today who are listening that, you know, are excited about planning as well. So they can contact me at Camilla, C-A-M, as in Mary, I-double-L-A, at developmentforafrica.org. Call at area code 305-331-8310. They can also visit our website at www.developmentforafrica.org at any time to donate to APDEP in general. And also they can check us out on Facebook. Just look for APDEP, A-A-P-D-E-P.
Well, thank you, Wendy, for calling in, and we do, you know, we'll be definitely looking forward to the tour events in San Diego and Oakland and possibly San Francisco.
Yeah, definitely. I wanted to give a quick shout out
Sure.
for Comrade Xavier. He turned 19 today.
Uhuru, happy birthday, Comrade.
So Uhuru, he's been involved in the work since he was 14 years old, so 5 years now. And so I just want to acknowledge my son and comrade, and also just to say to Camilla how excited we are in San Diego and on the West Coast to build for this tour, and I think some tremendous partnerships can come out of it, including like study abroad opportunities for student nurses, maybe who can get involved in APDEP's work overall in Sierra Leone, Africa. So thanks for putting me on the show. Uhuru.
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 And we're just nearing the end of today's show on Reparations in Action. Again, Camilla, I really appreciate you taking the time to be on the show today and sharing with us the information about the Africa's Future Tour and the programs of APDEP. Is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners about the tour, the projects?
Well, definitely, you know, I always encourage listeners to, you know, definitely go on the website, www.developmentforafrica.org. That way they can just get, you know, a whole, you know, composite of what exactly we stand for, our mission, our goals, what we've done. And definitely, you know, to link up to, you know, call me or to definitely check us out on Facebook. You know, don't hesitate at all. You know, we definitely just want to build and, you know, to build our capacity as an organization to be able to do more than we're doing right now with just, you know, who we have and the resources that we have. But we honestly can't do it without the resources of people out there and the commitment from people out there. So, you know, again, this is humanity at its best, you know, working together, you know, to change the relationships that we have, you know, with the rest of the world on these issues. And I just appreciate being, you know, having the opportunity to be able to express that and to engage with your audience here today.
Uhuru. Well, thank you again for being on. And I'm really looking forward to these tour events. And I know, you know, our listeners are going to be getting involved. So thanks again, Camilla. Uhuru.
Uhuru, Harry.
So you're still listening to Reparations in Action. Today's show has been about the Africa's Future and Africa's Hands Tour, which is just a really exciting way to participate in and support the work of the African-led Uhuru movement. It's real reparations work for us to go into the white community and organize others like ourselves to, you know, put our skills, our time, our resources, and, you know, building in our communities to make sure that we can turn over the resources that have been stolen and, you know, benefit us at the expense of African people and other oppressed people around the world, to make sure these resources go back into the hands of African people to lead solutions to the contradictions and conditions of colonialism, such as the infant and maternal mortality in Sierra Leone, but so many other contradictions of the lack of economic development, the police containment policies especially in places like Philadelphia, where the horizontal violence has been used as an excuse for the city, led by Michael Nutter, and the police, led by Police Chief Charles Ramsey, to put out a full assault on the African community and put bounties on the heads of African people who they are, you know, viciously criminalizing and, you know, want to deny the right to defend themselves against colonial conditions by, you know, attacking those communities that are hit the hardest by the economic conditions. And we know that the horizontal violence here in Philadelphia or anywhere around the world, be it a so-called civil war or really proxy wars, like in Sierra Leone or in Congo or Liberia, other parts of Africa, or right here in Philadelphia, are caused by the scarcity of resources and the infusion of the drug economy you know, illegal, toxic warfare waged by the government here you know, divide and conquer and really turn African people against each other and instead of against the state and unity against the state. So we really support the right of African people to resist colonial occupation, to unite and fight imperialism, and also we support the right absolutely, unconditionally, of African people around the world to lead their own struggle for liberation, like the projects of the African People's Development and Empowerment Project and the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour. So from the African People's Solidarity Committee, all around the world, we really unite with what Camilla Hippolyt and Dr. Aisha Fields and Nurse Mary Karoma have brought to the African world, from the Infant Maternal Health Project to the rainwater harvesting and community gardening and Marcus Garvey Academy and Marcus Garvey Saturday School projects that are currently happening right now. We say that the solutions to the problems of African people must be led by African people, and we support that in unconditional solidarity and are committed to building this tour and raising resources from the white community in reparations to African people. And you can get involved in that too. Again, we really want to encourage everyone to go onto our website and blog, uhurusolidarity.org and uhurusolidarity.blogspot.com. You'll find up-to-date information about the work of the Uhuru Solidarity Movement, different articles on our blog and on uhurunews.com about the conditions and the solutions that are being led by African people right now, and about how you can get involved in supporting the Africa's Future and African Hands Tour. Contact us today at info@apscuhuru.org. That's our general contact number. Or if you're near any of the areas here, we want you to get involved in the Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida area by calling 727-683-9949 or emailing stpete_office. That's STPETE_OFFICE at APSCUhuru.org. In Oakland, California, by calling 510-394-1780 or emailing oakland@uhurusolidarity.org, or here in Philadelphia, where we're broadcasting from today, by calling 215-387-0919 or emailing philly@uhurusolidarity.org. And again, make sure you check out our calendar on uhurusolidarity.org and the different events. Very different events happening that you can find on Facebook. Just look for Uhuru Solidarity Oakland, Uhuru Solidarity Philly, or Uhuru Solidarity St. Petersburg on Facebook. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Solidarity Uhuru. So that again wraps up today's Reparations in Action show. Again, we really want to thank the African People's Socialist Party and UhuruNews.com for giving us this time on Uhuru Radio. And again, we want to thank Camilla Hippolyt and the All African People's Development and Empowerment Projects for being on the show today. And just really, we express our deepest appreciation and support for the work that is being led in Africa and around the world for infant and maternal health. And, you know, again, we want to say reparations now, Uhuru.
Africans, please listen to me as Africans, and you non-Africans, listen to me with open mind. Suffer, 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 suffer for world, now your fault be that. Me I say, now your fault be that. Suffer, 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 suffer for world. Now your fault be that.
Me, I say, now your fault be that. You all to please take your minds out of this.